They want to have a meeting with me, right? It will be me, Kluski, and Seluxa. Let's set the meeting. Get our informers to find out where it's going to be held. Now, we insist it's a public place, a bar, restaurant, someplace where there's people so I feel safe. You're going to search me when I first meet them, right? So I can't have a weapon on me then. But if Clemenza can figure a way to have a weapon planted there for me, then I'll kill them both.
Hey, what are you gonna do? Nice college boy, huh? Didn't want to get mixed up in the family business? Now you want to gun down a police captain? Why, because he slapped you in the face a little bit? Huh? What do you think, this is the army where you shoot him a mile away? You gotta get him close like this, and bada-bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit. Come in. Mwah! You're taking this very personal. Tom, this is business, and this man is taking it very, very personal.
Where does it say that you can't kill a cop?
Come on, Mikey.
Tom, wait a minute. I'm talking about a cop that's mixed up in drugs. I'm talking about a dishonest cop. A crooked cop who got mixed up in the rackets and got what was coming. That's a terrific story. We have newspaper people on the payroll, don't we, Tom? They might like a story like that.
They might. They just might.
It's not personal. It's strictly business.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if someone shot my father, it'd be pretty personal if I wanted to kill them back. But holy shit, it was such a brilliant scenario by Mario Puzo to come up with, Michael being the one to kill these two, because, you know, they picked him because he wasn't in the family business, like Sonny said, and they feel safe around him, and they're worried about him worrying about his own safety when their safety is what needed to be worried about, as he blew both their fucking brains out. That is one of the most intense fucking scenes, because he hesitates and everything. He doesn't do what he's supposed to, and he waits, and the whole subway noise behind it, just brilliant, man. The Godfather. Godfather and Star Wars, my favorite franchises by far. Jaws would be up there if all those other movies didn't suck so bad. But anyway, yeah, that took place when he did kill Seluxa and McCluskey at Louie's Restaurant in the Bronx. Right around Christmas time. I always play, I try to play Godfather stuff around Christmas because, all the action and all this shit right here and him getting shot and the hospital scene all right around Christmas. But, we are going to stay in the Bronx here because, I tell you, as Slayer plays in the background, doom and gloom, the chipping away of the foundation of our society continues, as we have now. A building has collapsed in the Bronx. Wasn't a condemned building, people living in there. I mean, we got condos collapsing in Florida. We got chunks of highway falling off the highway in Philadelphia. Same with California. We got buildings collapsing in New York. We can't do anything anymore. We can't execute anything anymore. We can't get anything done anymore. And this society has been dumbed down so much. These are the types of things that happen when stupid people are running things.
Tonight, an urgent search underway after the partial collapse of this New York City apartment building.
We got a significant collapse. It's a six-story, looks like an occupied building.
Video shows the corner of the six-story building having crashed down to the street. And more.
Yeah, six stories, that ain't that big. I mean, it's like the condo thing. That was pretty high up there. I mean, it had like 60, 70 floors or something like that. Six stories. And I just don't understand how like, obviously this is a slumlord. They get away with this shit because, as you're going to hear, that tons of violations and complaints, and nobody does anything about it.
Heights neighborhood of the Bronx. Bedrooms left exposed, resident personal items dangling into the apartments below.
And we just got a phone call reporting someone possibly under the debris.
Crews now digging through the rubble, deploying fire ladders and flying drones through the unstable structure, going floor by floor looking for survivors. So far, no injuries have been reported.
It came from the top first, and it just started falling down everywhere. And while time going, the thing just kept falling down.
The collapse comes after a week.
Yeah, that's what happens during a collapse. It's like surprised that things kept falling down.
End of heavy rain and wind in New York City, though it's unclear if that was a factor.
Yeah.
The cause of the collapse is now under investigation.
Heavy wind and rain caused a building to collapse. Come on.
It's still a very active scene here, and tonight we've learned this building is more than 100 years old, and it's been cited for 178 violations in just the past 2 years.
And the hits just keep on coming.
178 violations in 2 years. Nobody does anything. And then I go, hey, they're goddamn lucky that nobody was killed. Or one person, whatever, if they confirmed it. I don't even know. I didn't even go back and check. But they're lucky a whole bunch of kids and people didn't get killed. How do you do that? How do you know? Like you own the building, right? Let's say you're a heartless bastard and you don't give a fuck about any of your tenants. I mean, do you give a fuck about yourself? Because you know if something happens, the first thing that went through this guy's mind is, oh, fuck me, 178 violations. I didn't do shit. And, so whoever this landlord is, whoever owns this building, they should go to prison for a while. I mean, I don't care if people died or not. They should still go to prison. Maybe a little lighter sentence because nobody did, even if just the one guy did, then I don't know. I'd say 10 years for such a flagrant violation, 178 flagrant violations and thumbing your nose at not only the law, but fucking people's safety, families' safety. But, you know, when you have that attitude and, you have a society full of dumb fucks and it just keeps snowballing, man. The shit is just going to continue to get worse. I mean, the stuff like this is not going to be fixed in the future. It's going to get worse. It's going to happen more and more frequently. As people get dumber and dumber year after fucking year. I mean, it's obvious it's what's happening. I mean, the country is in a complete mental decline, and now it's turning into a physical decline because of it. I mean, one follows the other. You cannot avoid it. You know, and people are getting so stupid and so brazen and everything like that. You know, businesses are shutting down and pulling, locations out of certain neighborhoods. They're starting to turn I saw a drive-through convenience store. It's almost like that shit they got in Japan where you can get a whole bunch of shit out of the machine right there, you know, because they're tired of dealing with idiots, all the time. Like this stupid cunt in fucking Ohio who didn't like her Chipotle burrito bowl. Oh my God, my burrito bowl is not the way I like it. So I'm going to throw it in the face of the fucking employee.
Well, an angry customer who threw a burrito bowl at a Chipotle worker in Ohio received quite a unique sentence today after pleading guilty to assault.
I set this up as a stupidity, but the real point of this story is the judge. Listen to what he did.
Rosemary Hain told the judge she responded the way she did because the food was disgusting and not what she wanted.
Oh, gee, it's disgusting and it's not what I wanted. So this person deserves to have this hot fucking bowl of food thrown in their face. Thrown in their fucking face. And this woman, the manager, has finally come to deal with her. They made this shit for her 3 fucking times, okay? So listen, go somewhere else, okay? Go somewhere else. I mean, or just fucking live with it, all right? Jeez, I've come home sometimes from fast food or whatever, and I'm like, man, they fucked this up, or I told them no tomatoes, or God, this particular batch here tastes like shit. That's life, okay? That's the luck of the draw with fast food. You don't have Rhodes Scholars working back there. They don't give a fuck about their job, okay? I mean, so what the hell do you expect? This is not the Shea Paul or fine dining or anything like that where you're paying a shit ton of money. You don't like something, and fine, then complain, go to corporate. Whatever, I don't know. Go on the internet, write reviews. To take the bowl and throw it in the fucking manager's face. Again, this woman, I mean, She deserves not just jail, that's prison. Assault and that thing. I mean, I know it's not a technically a deadly weapon, but when it's hot like that, the chick got burns to her fucking face, man. I don't know, but this judge, he kind of got creative here, a little controversial, but listen.
The judge sentenced her to 180 days in jail, but suspended 90 of them. Here's why. He also gave her the option to get 60 days of jail credit. The judge told Hain that she would have to work 20 hours a week at a fast food restaurant for 2 months.
What? Yeah, I mean, what kind of... This reminds me, it's straight out of Seinfeld. You know, the guy, when they were writing the pilot, Jerry, and, you know, the guy, he didn't have insurance, so the judge sentenced him to be Jerry's butler. And I'm like, what? That's what this reminds me of. I mean, listen, I understand what the judge is trying to do. I mean, number one, he talks about taxpayer dollars, you know, to have to feed this woman and everything while she's in jail and everything. And I get that. But as far as learning a lesson, I don't know. Yeah, I guess maybe she learned a little from walking into her shoes, but I think jail would be a better lesson. I mean, you the longer the time she spends in there, the less likely she will ever do this again. Now, what would be great is if she, while she was working, and I swear to God, I would not be surprised at all. If she, while she was working at Chipotle, somebody who recognizes her or knows where she's working from the internet walks in there with their TikTok going and throws a fucking burrito bowl in her face. I mean, I would love that. That would be great. But I don't know. It's a very slippery slope when judges start to make sentences like these. Because where does it stop? You know, where does it become? I know this example here isn't like cruel and stuff, but like we've heard of judges making, you know, young kids wear sandwich board signs admitting their crimes out, you know, in public for people to walk by and ridicule them. I don't think that works. I mean, yeah, it's embarrassing, okay, but that just makes the people more defiant. And like I said, where do you pulling the reins, you know, on the judges. What are they allowed to do? What are they not allowed to sentence them to? Now, I'm glad that he kind of went down the middle of the road and he said, you're going to work 60 hours here, but you're still going to serve 90 days of that 180 in jail. Yeah, I think the 90 days in jail will teach her a little more. I understand what he's going for, but like I said, it's a very slippery slope when you start getting creative with sentences like this.
Do you want to walk in her shoes for 2 months and learn how people should treat people, or do you want to do your jail time?
I'd like to walk in her shoes.
Why? And who knows if she's going to learn that people treat people. If nobody throws a burrito in anybody's face while she's working there, she's not, or in her face, I don't think she's going to really learn anything. Yeah, it's going to be a massive inconvenience and embarrassment, and she's going to hate the job. You know, I mean, if the goal is to annoy the piss out of her, okay. But like I said, I wouldn't even have given her the choice. I would have given her 1 day over a year in jail, which is, because if a judge sentences you to 365 or less, you go to county. If he sentences you to 366 or more, you go to the state penitentiary. Okay, so I would have sent her ass to the fucking state pen.
The city taxpayers pay for her and feed her for 90 days in jail. Damn. If I can teach her a sense of empathy.
And after Hain...
She's a fucking moron. She's not going to learn anything. Like I said, the only lesson you can teach these people is prevention, which more jail time will do. They'll think that they're stupid asses because they don't think about other people or anything else. I, because they're so selfish, don't want to sit in that box for another fucking 180 days. She's not going to learn empathy or anything else because she's a fucking moron.
It's her work assignment. She will have 30 days left to serve in jail. The assault victim says,
only 30 days after that? Shit.
Pleased with that sentence.
Yeah, the manager said she's pleased with the sentence. Well, I don't know. If I was the manager, I'd be like, I don't know. I would have just had her go all 180 fucking days, man. Fuck that. And the thing that I really don't get with all of this, two things. Number one, why don't the victims of these, if I was fucking just making shit money in this fucking horrible job that I hated, and somebody had the nerve to fucking do that to me, I would fly over that counter and beat them so fucking bad. Number one, it'd be self-defense, okay, because you just got assaulted. You don't know what else she's going to pick up or throw at you. That's it. She crossed the line. She hit you with some, fly over that counter and beat her to within an inch of her fucking life. You know, I don't know why people don't do that. Okay, maybe she's meek and she's not a fighter. Okay, not everybody's like me. I understand that. But you telling me that nobody in the restaurant, because there was at least 20 people in that restaurant, some of them young guys, why didn't anybody step up and crack her in the fucking face? Or at least grab her and throw her to the ground? Or, I don't know, insult the fuck out of her till the cops get there. Nobody did anything. She pushed her way past everybody. I'm like, what? I'm watching the video. I'm like, hit her. Yeah, you know, and everybody's just watching her walk out. I would have stepped up, bam, and the public would have been on my side. Maybe I would have had to spend a little time in jail myself. I don't care. These people need to be, that's how you teach them. You don't teach them by making them work at Chipotle. You punch them in the fucking face on their way out in the moment, and you won't get in trouble. That's how I do it. So, anyway, fuck her. Yeah, and speaking of crazy bitches who deserve to get the fucking shit knocked out of them. Actually, these two deserve to die, just like those two other scumbags from Las Vegas a couple months ago, where they're just driving down the street and just running people over. This is the new trending challenge or whatever the fuck they want to call it, where now all these little motherfuckers are turning on their phones and giggling their asses off and riding up behind pedestrians and running them over. Running them over for fun.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
No, not kidding. This is what this generation has become with these goddamn phones and the need for attention, no matter what kind of attention it is. You know, it's like the old saying, any press is good press. You know, even the bad press, it's still good because it, look at me. You know, I'm relevant. I'm in the news. People are looking. People, doesn't matter why they're doing it. You know, people used to like that because of their talents and what they can bring to the world. Now, it's just, I don't know, how depraved somebody can be. Just listen to these two cunts.
Hit this.
It's not only... Yeah, again, I can't even believe I'm saying cunts because the chick's doing it. I mean, okay, stupid-ass guys, you know. I could see guys being this stupid, but... Chicks are now this fucking stupid and cruel? I can't believe it.
Alarming to see, but to listen to as well. A passenger is heard encouraging the driver to hit someone.
Yo, and I think these two are white. You know, they're wiggers. You know, because I don't know. People like that seem to get off on this shit. The crueler they are, the more fun it is.
Not one, but two hit-and-run incidents. The first reported around 1:50 a.m. on November 26th on North 107th Street West. A car veering left to hit a pedestrian. It all happens so fast. The car doesn't stop after police say it targeted a woman purposely hitting her.
And I tell you what, like if that was my sister or my mother or so, I would find out who these two are. I don't know what I would do. I would do something, you know. I probably wouldn't kill them unless they killed my mother or sister or whatever. Because I'm just, I am not going to let two pieces of fucking human shit get away with this. There's no way. How could you let them get away with that? I mean, there's no way I'd be able to sit there and let the courts do their job. You know, I've always said this to my brother. And he's like, man, then you're going to fucking go to jail yourself. And I'm like, well, if that's what has to happen, that's going to suck. But I'll tell you what, I don't know. In that case... might be worth it. Yeah, I know. It'll wear off after a couple of years, and then you're the rest of your life, and then probably later I'll be like, God, why didn't I just let them send them to jail? Why did I have to do that? I don't know. I don't know if I'd be able to stop myself, because this is so stupid and disgusting that I would just have to wipe these two bitches off the face of the earth.
Here's an angle from inside the car.
Hit his fucking ass. Hit his ass. They're so excited about it. I mean, do they think 2 seconds into the future? Okay. I mean, again, obviously they don't care about these people, but what about yourself? What about yourself? And you're recording yourself doing it. These people are dirt stupid.
Yeah. And left. Cell phone video detectives discovered. It happens again a few blocks away. Police say the second victim was walking in the bus lane when they were hit from behind. The person...
How does a person, especially this young, get like this? Huh? How do they get like this? This is Seattle, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned it. The other one, Vegas. This one, Seattle. It's happening in the West. I don't know. But how do people get like this where they think that running someone over with a car is funny? How do you, what happens to them during the course of their life from infant to teenager, where I'm just assuming these are teenagers. Hey, they might be full-grown adults. It wouldn't surprise me either. But how do you, what happens to you? What happens to you in your life? Because, you know, I've known people that were molested as children, and they don't go out and do shit like this. There is no excuse whatsoever that you have for doing this. I don't understand where what the hell we are becoming. You're only as good as your weakest member, right? That's what all the coaches, that's what everybody in sports says. Well, we're fucking weak.
Those responsible heard laughing.
Tonight, I'm asking for anyone with information to please come forward.
Yeah, and that's another thing. The victims have not come forward. I'm like, what are you doing? Why don't you call the cops? What the fuck? No, nobody. No victims, no witnesses, no suspects. How does this happen?
Seattle police says the victims haven't come forward, but based on speed, they believe they were seriously hurt.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can see it. They were going like about 20, 25. That's, you know, that'll fuck you up. A car's fucking like 6,000 pounds, man, depending on the car. I mean, that looked like a regular sedan, like the size of my car, a Hyundai Sonata, you know, something like that. But I don't understand. Where are the victims? Where are there were witnesses, too. Where are they? Where is everybody? Where are the cops? Where is everybody? Where is somebody who has seen this video posted on the internet, narking on them, saying that they know them or whatever? I don't get it. And nothing has happened. I don't get it. And I'll tell you what, if I was the victim of this, and these two little fucking cunts fucking did this to me, again, as soon as I put all those pieces back together, I'm coming after you. I don't give a fuck if they're dating the king of the El Rukins. I'm fucking coming after you somehow, some way. I'd be like one of those movies, you know, where a regular guy just gets pushed. And I'd learn to shoot like Josie Wales. I'd learn to fucking do shit. You know, I would plan it out for a long time, and eventually I will get you. There's no way I am letting that slide. For your fucking enjoyment, no way I am letting that slide. And when I do catch you, I'm going to torture you for a couple days before I fucking do you in. You'll be begging for your death, because this, I stare at the TV when I see these, and I'm just like, and my mouth just hangs open. If you told me this would have been the reality when I was, we can go back as far as the mid 80s, you know, whatever. If you told me that this was going to be the reality, I'd tell you you're fucked in the head. There's no way that this country is going to turn into that. You know, I mean, how and why would it turn into that? Well, it's turned into it. Like I always say, chip, chip, chip away. What do we got here? Let's move over to Mississippi, where people are dying. The police are coming and the coroners and everything, picking up the bodies, and nobody's telling the families. So these people, in the families' minds, are missing persons. Okay, the cops know they're dead. The coroners know they're dead. But nobody has been notified. You know, so, I mean, you don't even reach out to the victims' families. I mean, these people have been identified, you know, and they just don't tell the families for some reason. From NBC, Florence, Mississippi. Gretchen Hankins was in bed on a Friday night in May of 2022 when her 39-year-old son leaned down with a hug and kiss and told her he was going to meet his friends for the weekend. He promised to return for Sunday dinner. He didn't come home. It says here the mother and sister were accustomed to him for leaving days at a time because he was a meth addict and all that shit. But she went to the Rankin County Sheriff's Office, where an investigator took a missing persons report. Get this. The sheriff's office announced the search for Jonathan on Facebook, shared the case with local media, posted his information, a group of volunteers combing the fucking woods and all that shit. Every few weeks for more than a year, she contacted the sheriff's office for news. Each time they told her they had nothing, and the anguish dragged on. But for investigators, the answer was always within reach. NBC News solved the mystery this fall in a matter of minutes as part of an investigation into people being buried in Hinds County paupers' fields without their family's knowledge. Reporters examined a register of all the recent burials and compared it with a publicly available list of missing Mississippians. Jonathan's name was on both lists. After obtaining documents through public records requests, NBC News visited Gretchen at her home in Florence, Mississippi, and shared what reporters had learned. Jonathan had been found dead on May 23rd, 2022, 3 days after leaving home in a hotel room in nearby Jackson, Mississippi. Investigators quickly verified his identity, but the Hinds County Coroner Office and the Jackson Police Department, which both responded to the scene, failed to tell his family, and the county buried him in a grave marked only by a number, 645.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it ain't so.
It's so, Bucky. I mean, imagine if this was your loved one here, and he was there 3 days after. They knew, and you go for a year wondering what the hell happened, because all these people always say the not knowing is the worst part. You know, like that chicken 8mm, the mother. I need to know. I mean, even if it's the worst, you need to know. For Jonathan's relatives, learning the news turned the pain of not knowing into grief and anger. Anger at the people who didn't do their jobs. Anger at the months spent wondering if he was dead or alive. Anger at being unable to properly mourn. It says here, the Hinds County Coroner's Office, already under fire for its handling of two other cases in which the next of kin notifications were similarly botched, did not respond to requests for comment. Those dumb fucking rednecks. So again, we got a pattern here. It's happening over and over, and people are not being notified when their loved ones are dead. Third world shit. Chip, chip, chip away. And it goes on to say here that the police, it's not their job. It's the coroner's job. The coroner's saying it's not their job. I don't know. It's all clusterfuck. They're all blaming each other. No, this is three times now where people are being buried without their relatives' knowledge. And that is just absolutely unacceptable. Okay. I mean, we are racing to become the Middle East. Racing there. Or pick any stupid ass. This I always use as an example because, you know, most of those people are unevolved fucking cockroaches. You know, it's not their fault. I mean, especially the women, they're kept dumb. You know, they're dumbed down too. It's not a much heavier degree there than places like here, but it's happening here too. Only difference is here it's happening because of fucking incompetence and stupidity from the top down, from the past on. That's what's happening here. It's like that fucking Elon Musk idiot. He reinstated the account of fucking Alex Jones.
You stupid idiot. Stupid, stupid idiot.
Yeah, he says he had a poll on X and the people have spoken. 70% of them wanted him back. Well, that's because 70% of the people on fucking X are morons. Okay, that's all there is to it. That place has just become a wasteland now of hatred and racism and conspiracy theories. Musk has fallen completely down the fucking rabbit hole of conspiracy theories. I mean, this is just proving I don't care how much money you have. The richest guy in the world, no matter how many rockets he can build or great cars, the fucking idiot. And it was broken down by someone who I, you know, always called an idiot in the past too, Piers Morgan. But he, you know what? He's right on the money in this case. Listen, this is a pretty good takedown here.
I'm a passionate defender of free speech. There's a massive clue in the name of this show, Uncensored. And I believe in it. I believe that all honestly held opinions, however offensive they are, belong in the open, where they can be challenged, debated, and exposed. But there are limits on free speech. There are laws, and there is a line. I've always said that Alex Jones is a perfect example of where that line got crossed. He's a conspiracy theorist and shock jock in America who made hundreds of millions of dollars by peddling out...
I call him a shock jock. He's just a fucking idiot.
...outrageous lies at the Sandy Hook school massacre shooting was a hoax. For the uninitiated, this is him shouting at me a week after that massacre on CNN.
The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
That is a severe behavioral disorder.
No shit. Oh, so basically his premise was Sandy Hook was fake, and they tried to shock everybody into thinking that 26-year-olds and their principal and I think a teacher all died. It was made up because they want to take your guns. Like that one incident would cause everybody's guns to be taken. Hardly anything was done about it at all, except for by this guy who claimed it was a hoax. And then the families, the relatives were all harassed. See, again, you know, my little nephew or niece or whoever gets killed in Sandy Hook. And as you're going to hear, some of these encounters that these Alex Jones fucking morons did, come up to him on the street screaming at him. I ripped their throats out right on the fucking spot. You know, I would grab whatever I could to bash their skulls in. I wouldn't be able to take that. I'm sorry. Especially, I'd be like, man, you know, if what you were saying was actually anywhere remotely real, you know, okay, but it's not. I know my little whoever is niece, nephew, brother, sister, dead. I know the principal is gone. Would they do ship him off to an island? Because all those kids and that principal were gone. Okay, but no, this guy's going to say it was all a fucking hoax because I don't know if this is the case of him using all the dumb fucks he knows are out there, or he's just one of the dumb fucks with a microphone. I don't know.
He kind of won that debate, actually, because the only response in America to the Sandy Hook massacre was to do nothing.
Yeah.
In fact, they continue to sell a lot more guns. 1 million new guns get sold in America every month, and they're already over 400 million in circulation. If you're wondering, if you're curious why there are so many more mass shootings in America than there used to be, that's why.
Yeah, and also now because everybody's got a gun, so everybody who doesn't even want a gun, like myself, has to get one because you could come up on any of these people at any time. And what are you going to do? You know, I mean, it's not because the society is crazy. It's because the society is crazy and flooded with guns.
And if you're wondering what's going to happen in the next few years as 1 million new guns enter circulation and nothing gets done to stop mass shootings, my guess is there'll be a lot more mass shootings.
Yeah. Gee.
I've covered a lot of them, especially when I was at CNN in America. Very few of them. In fact, none of them, actually, were soul-crushing. A Sandy Hook, 20 children, aged between 6 and 7, were murdered by a mass killer with a semi-automatic AR-15 rifle. Alex Jones's reaction to this...
I think back, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm picturing my first grade classroom, you know, and how it was and everything. And now I'm picturing a gunman kicking open the door and shooting us all, and it is the furthest thing I can't even. It's hard for me to even imagine, you know. I mean, if that happened back then, we probably would have thought it was a joke, all of us, you know, because it's inconceivable, especially to a little kid. It's inconceivable to an adult, but to a kid, inconceivable. And now it is a regular fucking occurrence.
Absolute appalling atrocity. Was to tell his followers on his InfoWars show it was all a government hoax set up by the Obama administration, a deep state plot.
And this is what Elon Musk wants to continue, that stupid dickwad.
Justify new gun laws that would take away their guns. He said the grieving families were all crisis actors.
Sandy Hook, it's got inside job written all over it.
Yeah.
Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured. I couldn't believe it at first.
I couldn't believe
it. That fucking asshole.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it at first. I couldn't believe it. But he was convinced, I guess. I don't know how. I don't know what evidence he was looking at, except for the fact that this is what he wants. Because these people, all these little things like this, you know, things like Alex Jones are saying, the government wants to come take all the guns. This is all about them. They want a dictatorship. You know, they just they didn't know what form it would be. It's in the form of Trump now. Okay, but that's what they want. They want an authoritarian to make it right-wing crazy for the rest of eternity, I guess, in this country. You know, because all of this shit, it's better than having to deal with liberals or whatever. You know, this is what they want. All of these things that they bring up and talk about pretty much culminate in their minds with the execution or I don't know, kicking out or jailing every liberal that there is. You know, I mean, this is how they want it.
People just instinctively know that there's a lot of fraud going on. But it took me about a year with Sandy Hook to come to grips with the fact that the whole thing was fake.
A year. It took him a year to come to grips that the whole thing was fake. So he spent a year researching this, and he got it completely wrong.
It was a direct result of his lies. Those grieving families were harassed and threatened with death by his followers. Erica Lafferty, daughter of the murder principal, Dawn Hochsprung, got death and rape.
But nobody thinks people like that are responsible for that. He's not responsible for the few crazies that go out and blah, blah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I mean, I don't know. Who do you blame more? I mean, do you blame the conspiracy theorist who's riling people up? Or do you blame the idiots who listen to him? I think it's both.
Threats from people who said her mother was fictional. Robbie Parker, who lost his daughter, Emily, was chased down the street by a Jones supporter asking him how much he'd earned by lying about the death of his daughter.
Oh, you see right there, that guy wouldn't have any teeth by the time I was done with him. Wouldn't even have a jaw by the time I was done with him. He'd look like a piece of fucking hamburger.
Mark Barden, father of 7-year-old victim Daniel Barden, says that one of Jones's followers urinated on his dead son's grave.
Oh my God! See that guy? I'll get my samurai sword over here and just decapitate him. Pissed on your fucking. And this was years ago, folks, because we've gotten worse since then. This is the kind of society we live in now. Huh? Running people over on purpose, pissing on dead kids' graves because some fucking conspiracy theorist nut told you that it's fake. You don't do any research because anybody who did that, that's the worst part, is they just take this shit at face value because it's what they want to believe. I don't know why, but they do.
Some of these families have successfully sued him now for defamation, which is explicitly not protected by America's First Amendment.
Yeah, and I guess he settled with them too. So he's gonna make all his money back within a couple of years, like it never fucking happened. Just like Trump's gonna win re-election, all that shit. Gonna be like it never fucking happened.
Jones was ordered to pay record damages, more than $1 billion in total. He's yet, of course, to pay a penny.
Yeah, remember when Trump said this guy's reputation? Your reputation is amazing. Amazing reputation. Alex fucking Jones. Oh, God.
He actually declared himself bankrupt to avoid doing so. Nevertheless, Elon Musk has inexplicably decided it's time to restore Alex Jones.
It's not inexplicable. It's because Musk is a fucking moron.
X, formerly Twitter. I'm a big supporter, generally, of Elon Musk. I think the work he's doing to eradicate bias and protect free speech in the place where so many debates now originate is an important, very important one. But this was a profoundly...
No, nobody ever... Listen, spreading disinformation on a scale like that, okay, it is not good for society, as we can all see, okay? I mean... Again, the founding fathers could not have possibly envisioned an internet where this was so easily possible. Okay, because back then it was all word of mouth. And then people were like, what are you talking about? I mean, you know, and they were smarter with all the information we got. And this is how stupid these people are. There's no helping them.
I'd like to remind Elon what he said about reinstating Alex Jones when he first took over. He said this. Said he wouldn't restore him and said, my firstborn child died in my arms.
Oh.
I felt his last heartbeat. I have no mercy for anyone who would use the deaths of children for gain, politics, or fame.
Okay, now you reinstate.
To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
No shit. How is this guy the richest man in the world? I mean, again, it's a case of like Ben Carson. He's a brain surgeon, but a dumb fuck. This guy, he's technology and physics wizard, but he is a dumb fuck. The way he processes regular thought outside of those fields or areas is fucking stupid.
It's precisely what Alex Jones did.
Yeah.
He literally used dead children for gain, fame.
But the people have spoken, all my new crazy sycophants and, you know, all the sane people left. So all that's left is fucking idiots like the adorable Pud and the guys from Damaged Goods, who both are now on there every hour of every day. Shit, the adorable Pud every minute. The other two, at least once or twice an hour, All day, though. All day long. Same arguments, same memes, same insults, believing in every conspiracy theory, just painfully hypocritical and unaware of their dumb fuck selves. I just can't believe it. I can't believe the shit I see out there.
So what's changed in a year, Elon? Well, there's now a big movement to rehabilitate Alex Jones online. Many argue he's right more often than he's wrong, when all the evidence points to the complete opposite.
Yeah, about what? What has Alex Jones been right about?
And in the case of Sandy Hook, it wasn't just one little mistake that he owned up to. Andrew Tate tweeted, Alex Jones is an effing hero. Really?
Yeah. He's not. Andrew Tate, great.
My kind of hero. He's the opposite of a hero. This is a man who repeatedly and deliberately lied about the mass shooting of children at school to enrich himself. He called it all as phony as a $3 bill. And yet that's what he is. Yes, he's now apologized, but he did that under legal duress because his business was about to go to the wall. This wasn't something he...
Yeah, just like the January 6th defendants, the one who say, oh, Trump told me it's all Trump's fault. I was duped. Well, they don't believe that. None of them believe it. They're all nuts.
...put it out once and instantly regretted. He did this for years. And every time he lied about Sandy Hook, he made more money. Night after night, day after day, week after week, month after month, year.
And then y'all got to buy a bottle of my caveman pills. My caveman pills make your dick hard. You're losing your sperm. Everybody knows it. You know it. I know it. Trump knows it.
the guy is certifiable.
And he knew what was going on to these families as a result of his harassment on air. To see him back on X, selling his book, his merchandise, his website, his InfoWars, frankly, makes me want to puke. Every opinion should be heard, but inciting harassment and violence to profit from unspeakable grief.
See, that's another part of the problem. You know, Jones doesn't come out and say,
this whole thing was fake, and go out and piss on their graves.
You know, he doesn't tell them to do that. But people like him and Trump knows, they know that some variation of that is going to happen. In some way, shape, or form, that's what's going to happen. Okay, so yes, that is the fault of the listeners who are just so completely fucking dumb that they think these people are speaking to them or giving them signals, which, you know, in Trump's case... they are, because I think there's going to be violence in the streets if you do this to me. Go over here and do this. Stand back and stand by, like I said, the blame lies on both sets of shoulders.
Into the wounds of those families, yet more misery and pain. That's not free speech. It's deliberate hate speech, and it's disgusting.
Hey. I got to give him a round, even though I don't like the guy, you know. I happen to agree with him on the whole, you know, transgender thing with the boys in the sports and all that shit. So, I don't know. I'm agreeing more with Piers Morgan. Am I becoming more conservative, or am I just becoming less liberal? You know, because I hate Republicans still. All right. I still do. It's a whole different animal. You know, I squint and I hate the stupidity of the left often and their execution of things and their thought process on things. But it's nothing like the right, who are just goddamn nuts. Nuts, hateful, cruel. They get off on it. They get off on being assholes. That's a completely different animal for me. And Elon Musk is a fucking fool. Care how many fucking billions he has. This is why I lost a little respect for Bill Maher and his ass-licking interview. But anyway, all right, let's... shoot over to Texas. Everybody's heard about this abortion case by now, which is, again, puritanical and disgusting.
Tonight, a first-of-its-kind case playing out in Texas. In an extraordinary live-stream court hearing, 31-year-old Kate Cox and her husband Justin begging a judge to let her have an emergency abortion, currently banned under Texas law.
Today, we are seeking a temporary restraining order to allow Ms. Cox to get the abortion that she needs now to end her suffering and protect her fertility.
Cox, a mother of two, is 20 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, and this woman wanted this baby. Okay, she's got two kids already. She's not a liberal. She's not pro-choice. I believe she's pro-life, but in this circumstance, where it comes to where she may never have kids again if they force her to carry this baby to term, who is a non-viable fetus, is not going to live. The only thing that could happen is that they could make life and her health worse for this woman.
But doctors have told her fetus has a severe abnormality and virtually no chance of survival. What's more, they said continuing the pregnancy could put her health at risk and prevent her from getting pregnant again.
And this is what the doctors say, but Ken Paxton, that fucking asshole who escaped impeachment, he knows better. He knows better. You know, the doctors, they haven't proven their case, as if he knows anything about the medical field. How would you even know that they haven't proven their case, you dumb hillbilly?
Texas now bans abortion outright, with one narrow exception: to prevent major bodily harm or save the life of the mother.
Oh, major bodily harm would be if you can't have kids again, am I right? I mean, what the fuck?
Kate told me she was certain that would apply to her.
I could see in this case, surely I would qualify for that exemption. So
nope.
My doctor told me that I did not have that option in the state of Texas. I was shocked, my husband as well.
So today, Kate and her husband listened as her lawyer described how Kate had been to the emergency room 4 times in just the last month.
Oh.
Many of Ms. Cox's health risks during this pregnancy will put her life in danger if left untreated.
She argued the
law. But she hasn't proven her case 4 times in the last month. She's not in any danger at all, is she? Fucking dumbass Jethros.
And Texas outlining exceptions is just too vague, calling it cruel and dangerous.
Now a patient must be about to die before a doctor can rely on the exception.
Still today, the state insisting Kate Cox needs to provide more evidence to prove she qualifies.
More evidence to prove that she qualifies. 4 times in the emergency room in a month isn't enough. Every doctor saying that this could fuck her up for life isn't enough. They know more. Based on the Lord.
The plaintiffs have not shown that they will suffer an immediate and irreparable injury.
But yeah. Judge Maya Greer Gamble, ruling on the spot that Kate Cox could get the abortion she is seeking.
Okay, so this judge says, yes, go ahead. You can get the abortion.
Yeah, that Ms. Cox wants desperately to be a parent, and this law might actually cause her to lose that ability is shocking.
Yeah, she's one of them. She wants the baby. Okay, but they're like, nope, doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter what the mental torture you have to go through to carry a child knowing that this little girl is not going to live. Just the mental torture. Never mind the physical part. The mental part would be bad enough. I mean, these motherfuckers are just heartless, ignorant chucks.
Would be a genuine miscarriage of justice.
The judge adding, the longer Ms. Cox stays pregnant, the greater risks to her life.
Yeah. Well, that's another tactic they use, is to delay it 9 months if possible, so she's forced to have it.
It's unclear if the state will try to fight this ruling, but tonight, the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is threatening to go after any doctor who might try to perform Kate Cox's abortion, saying they could still face serious penalties, including the loss of their license and up to life in prison. Even her own husband could be at risk on charges of aiding and abetting an abortion.
And these motherfuckers do this in the name of God.
And I hope they burn in hell.
Yeah, because that's where if there is a place, that's where they belong. Okay, not in heaven, in fucking hell. For doing this shit. How do you do this to a woman who wants the baby? How do you do it? It's inhuman. So then Paxton, of course, took it to the Texas Supreme Court, where you know what happened there.
Tonight, the 31-year-old Texas woman at the center of that unprecedented case, suing the state for an emergency abortion, now leaving Texas for the procedure.
Oh, good.
The attorneys for Kate Cox saying her health is on the line, and she couldn't wait for the Texas Supreme Court to weigh in.
Kate was in and out of...
Yeah, she didn't even wait. She said, fuck it. Fuck you fucking stupid-ass rednecks. I'm going somewhere where they're sane so I can do this and save my own health since, you know, the baby's going to be dead anyway, you fucking idiots.
Hospital multiple times over the last month. This is time-sensitive, critical health care. It shouldn't be hampered by laws and policies.
Just days ago, a judge siding with Kate, granting permission to get an abortion.
And I am going to grant the temporary restraining order.
Kate wiping away tears. But a day later, the Texas Supreme Court temporarily halted that ruling in response to an appeal by the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who said the fatal fetal condition does not meet the medical exception. Her attorney...
How does it not meet it?
He's saying it left Kate with no choice but to travel to a state
where she can legally obtain an abortion.
Yeah, and that's the next thing they're trying to outlaw is if you're a citizen of that state, you can't go anywhere else for a fucking abortion either. I mean, this is, you talk about overreach. Fucking A, they always talk about they don't like big government and government and people's lives so much. Here, they don't give a shit.
The lawyers for Kate Cox have not revealed which state she is traveling to, but they told the Texas Supreme Court they plan to move forward with that case. They're expecting more women to be put in this exact same scenario.
Great. All right, and now some news here regarding the Bidens. You know, Joe Biden, our president, I don't know, created more jobs in the last three presidents combined, 35 straight months of job growth, lowest unemployment ever, highest stock market ever. They used to crow about that when Trump was in office, how great it was that the stock market was so high, and now they knock it, of course, because they're complete hypocrites. You know, around here, gas is down to about $3.20 a gallon. It's still a little high. Eggs here are about $2.30, still a little high, but it's coming down. I mean, it's been global inflation. And, you know, shipping, the whole shipping thing, goods and services, and OPEC with the gas is not the fault of the president. The price of groceries or the price of gas. I just, you know, when an inflation hits, it fucking hits. It's how you deal with it that is the compelling factor, and he has been slowly but surely digging the country out of this crap. Guy online said the other day, I saw him, he said Biden has caused the greatest recession, or I'm sorry, depression of modern times. I'm like, but not only are we not in a depression, we haven't even reached a recession. Everybody was sure there'd be a recession. You know, now the GDP is going up. I mean, he's doing a good job economically. He's just too old. You know, the next guy or girl, whoever, will enact the same policies. And, you know, Democrats are always more fiscally responsible than Republicans. That's just proven. That's math. That's facts. That's data. That's statistics. But, you know, I mean, Republicans, all they care about is culture wars, and they don't know how to govern or legislate anymore. They don't know how to come up with any ideas. They have no vision. All they can do is smear the other side. So now they're moving ahead with this impeachment inquiry, or inquiry, as they like to call it, with no evidence whatsoever. I mean, you know, in Trump's case, there was evidence for both impeachments, and Trump never even denied that there was evidence. He just thought he could do both, that he was okay. You know, there was no denial from him. All right, here, you've got them. It's an impeachment. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene filed articles of impeachment the first day Biden was in office. How in the fuck can you file her articles of impeachment when he hasn't done anything yet? I mean, it was a telltale sign of what's to come. Of course, they have to impeach him. This is just like the Benghazi bullshit. Okay, they just say it enough, and you know, but in this case, there's no evidence to start with. At least in Benghazi, they had a little bit to work with, even though they manipulated the narrative like they always do, masterfully, I might add. But in this case, it's just an investigation in search for evidence. It's backwards. You're supposed to do it the other way. You find the evidence, then you launch the inquiry or file articles of impeachment. Not the other way around.
White House Republicans voting unanimously to formalize the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. The move coming just hours after the president's son made a surprise appearance on Capitol Hill.
Oh, yeah, Hunter. Now, I think this was a pretty smart move for such a dumb fuck. You know, obviously, probably not his idea, his lawyers. But he comes out and he's like, hey, you know, you want to talk to me? Let's do it out in the open. It's just transparency as far as I could see, and not behind closed doors. So you can't make up shit about me and spin the narrative and keep spinning it the way you're spinning it. I want everyone to hear, you know, what I say and what you say and everything on the record. And that is anybody who goes up against this fanatical Republican wing here, they need to do that because otherwise they will just smear the fuck out of you and take parts of the truth and, again, form a false narrative, twist it however they want. And they know it works because their dumb fuck constituents want it to be true. So there you go. It was a good move by him. And he's totally right. They don't give a shit about him. I mean, and I don't know why anybody does, you know. So the president's son's a fucking loser. Big deal. But no evidence tying Joe Biden to anything financial or corrupt or anything, or else it'd be splattered all over Fox News and, you know, Newsmax and whatever 24/7. And it isn't, because there is none.
For 6 years,
I have been the target of the unrelenting Trump attack machine shouting, "Where's Hunter?" Well, here's my answer. I am here.
For years, Republicans have tried to
terrible speaker, too, and he's got a weird voice.
tie President Biden to his son's business dealings, but have found no concrete evidence of wrongdoing. Hunter Biden already indicted for failing to pay taxes he has since repaid, today insisting his father did nothing wrong.
In the depths of my
meanwhile, Trump doesn't have to pay any taxes because all the bullshit lies he tells and everything. But that's okay. That's a smart businessman. You know, when this kid does it, oh, that scumbag is corrupt.
I was extremely irresponsible with my finances. But to suggest that is...
Hey, you got a bunch of hookers. If I had a lot of money, that's what I'd do. High class, the fucking built like a brick shit house hookers.
Grounds for an impeachment inquiry is beyond the absurd. It's shameless. There is no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business... because it did not happen.
House Republicans had subpoenaed him to testify today.
Oh, I love this part.
Behind closed doors. But Hunter Biden says if they want to hear from him, it should be in public.
They have ridiculed my struggle with addiction. They have belittled my recovery. And they have tried to dehumanize me. All to embarrass and damage my father.
And that's exactly right. This is all about just making Biden look like a career corrupt fucking criminal, which is what Trump is.
Who has devoted his entire public life to service.
Tonight, the chair of the Republican Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, says they will hold Hunter Biden in contempt for defying their subpoena.
Boy, if that isn't the pot calling the kettle black!
Jordan defied his subpoena when the Democrats had the House, and now they want to hold this kid in contempt. I keep saying kid, young. This guy in contempt for not showing up for the subpoena. You talk about no shame, no embarrassment, and complete and total just in-your-face hypocrisy. Again, knowing that the dumb fuck cult doesn't care. They don't care. They're not going to say it's hypocritical. They're just going to focus on, he ignored a subpoena. He ignored a subpoena. You bring up the shit in the past. Well, so did Jordan, who's saying he's going to hold him in contempt. That goes one in one fucking ear and out the other. They pretend like it didn't happen, you know, just like they pretend in a lot of ways that Trump is not Trump and who he is and what he's turned their party into. They try and still act respectable like the old guard of Republicans, but they can't. But they still try, you know, so they sit there after a bunch of them ignored subpoenas. Now it's wrong to ignore subpoenas. You can't make this fucking shit up.
This, though, Jordan himself refused to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th committee. Today, a different tune.
But look, Congress asked you to come. You're supposed to come and come and testify.
Oh.
What the hell is going on around here?
Does nobody see this? How does he look in the mirror? How does he sleep at night? I know politicians are flip-flopping, but when it comes to this, how in the world do you do this? How do you respect yourself from just being the total opposite? When you're in the hot seat, how do you do it? I don't know how anyone does it.
House Republicans have spent a year investigating the Bidens and have come up with nothing on the president. Mm-hmm. They say formalizing their impeachment inquiry tonight will allow them access to more documents.
Ah, yes, to more documents. So in other words, we have nothing, but we're hoping there's more. So we're gonna keep going. Yeah, I swear. And this is going to end with the impeachment or the articles of impeachment being filed because the Senate. This will not happen. You know, there's no Mitt Romney for number one won't vote for it. There's a bunch of Republicans in swing states that are not going to vote for it. It'll never happen, but it doesn't matter. Just like Benghazi, all they have to do, like McCarthy said, you know, Hillary Clinton was ahead in the polls and we launched a Benghazi inquiry. And look what happened to our numbers. That's the whole thing. He admitted right there, their strategy with everyone, no matter who it is, just put it out there, keep repeating it over and over and over and over again. And whether it's true or not, it does not matter.
The White House has chosen this moment to stonewall and resist the legitimate investigative powers of the House.
What? Democrats say it's all a sham, less than a year before the election.
How are they stonewalling anyway? Stonewall. He said, I'll do it in front of everybody, not just behind closed doors with you lying motherfuckers. That's not stonewalling. That's leveling the playing field.
Donald Trump, the puppet master, has directed extreme MAGA Republicans to launch a political hit job against President Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's basically true. I mean, he doesn't really instruct them. He suggests, you know what I mean? I think you should do this. I don't think you should do that. You know, and whatever he thinks or doesn't think results in all the shit storm that'll come down on your head.
Very clearly to prepare and be ready. Be ready.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Now, this is okay. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, talking about how he speaks to the Lord, and this is how he got the Speaker's job and everything.
Very clearly to prepare and be ready. Be ready for what? Okay, I don't know. We're coming to a Red Sea moment. What does that mean, Lord? And then when the Speaker's race happened, and Kevin McCarthy, who's a dear friend of mine, was deposed, vacated from the chair. Oh, wow. Well, this is what the Lord may have been preparing us for.
The Lord is in on the whole, voting for a speaker and the new Speaker of the House in America in 2023. That's what the Lord is focused on, this fucking nut job.
And so I started praying more about that. And then the Lord began to wake me up through this 3-week process we're in the middle of the night and to speak to me. And
the Lord woke him up out of a dead sleep in the middle of the night and began to speak to him.
He's out of his fucking mind.
Yeah, well, most religious nut jobs are because they just fabricate this shit in their heads to somehow justify everything. This is why I stubbed my toe because of the Lord. This happened because of the Lord. The Lord is just, like I said, so interested in American politics in this day and age. In any day and age, there's no Lord. And even if there was, to be so conceited, to think that he was speaking to you so you can be Speaker of the House, it's fucking certifiable.
To write things down, plans and procedures and ideas on how we could pull the conference together. Now, at the time, I assumed the Lord is going to choose a new Moses. And thank you, the Lord. Lord, you're going to allow me.
Oh, the Lord, he's the new Moses.
Fucking A.
Can you believe a statement like that? Can you believe the new Moses? I mean, you talk about delusions of grandeur. These people are fucking sick. They're sick. You see, as stupid as you think Democrats are, they don't come up with shit like this.
To be Aaron to Moses. And so I worked to get Steve Scalise elected speaker. That didn't happen. And then Jim Jordan, who's like another big brother of mine. No, that didn't happen.
No, they were supposed to be Moses. Then the Lord told me that no, it's you that's Moses.
Tom Emmer. And, you know, ultimately 13 people ran for the post. And the Lord kept telling me to wait. So I waited.
The Lord kept telling him to wait. Wait for Jordan. This is the Lord talking to Mike Johnson. Oh, yes. Wait for Jordan and wait for Emmer and Scalise to all. Then I will anoint you the new Moses. And that's when you step forward and take the Speaker of the House. This is what the Lord is doing, huh?
I waited. And then at the end, when it came to the end, the Lord said, now step forward. Me? I'm supposed to be Aaron. The Lord said, step forward.
Oh, shut up, will you?
I mean, is this guy crazy or what? This is the third most powerful man in the country, folks. This is how he thinks. The Lord. What a fucking jackass. Yeah, it reminds me of that Sam Kinison bit that he did on Pat Robertson. You remember?
Pat Robertson. The Lord told me to run for president. Yeah, I bet he did. Well, the Lord must want to make you look like a complete ass in the political arena, huh? He's going to have a fun night. He's going to be driving home election night going, yeah, we just see him. Yeah, great! Thanks for making me look like a fucking ass!
Except he doesn't look like a fucking ass because all those fanatical religious nutjobs believe that he speaks to the Lord.
Well, where's the nearest bar? I'm going to beat somebody's kids. Get over here. I'm ready to live. Oh, is he going to be pissed? God, something happened with... Yeah, I got bored. I got bored, so I told Pat Robertson to run for president. Ah! Watch this. Watch him do it. He probably has a lot of fun. Hey, tonight I'm going to wake him up about 3 in the morning and have him take his tire pressure. Watch this. Pat, it's the Lord.
Mike, it's the Lord.
Yeah, I want you to go out and check your tire pressure. Get out of bed. Yep. Yep. Guess the Lord likes to have a good laugh once in a while.
Yeah, I like to have a good laugh at this fucking nut job too. Unbelievable. The Lord. You know, he's also one of the ones that doesn't want any more aid to the Ukraine. Because, I don't know, I guess they want Putin to put the old Soviet Union back together. They were all for it at the beginning.
We need accountability. Well, the accountability is they've lasted a year against the fucking Russian army. Over a year. You goddamn idiots. How do you think they did that? Huh? Because of the money. What do you think? They're spending it on hookers, booze, and cigars or something? I mean... This is why they've lasted this long. There's your accountability, how long they have lasted.
It's a far cry from the hero's welcome he received a year ago, addressing a joint session of Congress. Tonight, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky behind closed doors with lawmakers, pleading for more help against Russia.
Well, Mr. President, welcome back.
In the Oval Office, a warm embrace from President...
Welcome back. Now our Republicans are Putin fans. Tucker Carlson loves Putin, and they all hate the Ukraine. Ramaswamy is not a democracy. Fuck them, everything. Whatever position Democrats hold, the Republicans have to take the opposite, even if they agree with it from the onset. They got to take that. Just like January 6th, they all agreed Trump was responsible. No, not after a while.
Biden warning, unless Congress approves his request for another $61 billion in aid by the end of the year, Ukraine will run out of money and Russia could win this war.
Putin, so all that for nothing. Great.
Is banking on the United States failing to deliver for Ukraine. We must prove him wrong. It's stunning that we've gotten to this point.
The president pointing the finger squarely at Republicans.
Yeah, especially since we just approved our defense budget, $880 billion, huh? We don't have enough money.
The host of a Kremlin-run show literally said, and I quote, "Well done, Republicans.
Yeah.
That's good for us," end of quote.
Zelensky with this plea.
In Ukraine, we are fighting for our country and freedom, and also in Europe, we say for our freedom and yours.
But Republicans won't approve the new aid package unless the president agrees to tough new immigration restrictions.
Oh, okay. And you know what? I've been thinking about this. Why doesn't he do it? Why doesn't Biden approve everything they want on the fucking border? Because you know what? This is a losing issue. Okay? It's a losing issue. Immigration is not like it was before. And now he's almost got an escape route here. Well, he could say, well, the only reason I had to approve all that, because of the Ukraine. I mean, you're losing Latino voters anyway. But this is a way for you to tighten up the border, which is pretty much what everybody wants at this point. Because, like I said, these people are not coming here to assimilate and be Americans and follow our laws and pay taxes and work hard. They used to, I know a lot of them still do, but a huge faction, way too huge of a faction, just comes in to fuck this place up, as much as possible. I feel bad for the people in war-torn nations, gang-ridden nations and stuff, but hey, if we're talking about more restrictions, more vetting, no more catch and release, tent cities, I'm all for that stuff. So, but this is a way for Biden, because like I said, the Democrats are going to have to take a loss. The Republicans are not going to do any kind of reform unless the Democrats bring it forward. And they'll say, see, and now you're coming around. We were right all the time. But if they force you, you could use this easy. This would be a good political move, in my opinion, and say, hey, yeah, we had to do this border stuff because they wouldn't approve the money for Ukraine. It may be a losing issue in the grand scheme of things, but I don't know. It gets you out of the border conundrum, at least for a little while and at least for an important reason.
Our first condition on any national security supplemental spending package is about our own national security first. The border is an absolute catastrophe.
And let them come up with the solution, too. You bring me the just like repeal and replace Obamacare. Let's see what they come up with, because they don't, like I said, they don't know how to govern or legislate anymore. They won't come up with anything.
The president says he's willing to compromise, but adding this.
Compromise is how democracy works.
Yeah.
And I'm ready and offered compromise already. Holding Ukraine funding hostage in the attempt to force through an extreme Republican partisan agenda on the border is not how it works.
Well, yeah, it might not be, but you know what? You should do it anyway. Seriously.
Just like with abortion, it's one less talking point. You see what happens when they get their way? The majority of voters get turned off. You know, you might even be able to use this to your advantage. I don't know. I mean, the way the political landscape goes in this country these days, who fucking knows what's going to happen from one day to the next? But this is like it's an out. It's a little bit of an out anyway. So I say do it. You get Ukraine their money. And you tighten up the border a little bit. Everybody wants it tightened up just a little bit. Come on now. We've got to enforce the rule of law, right? I mean, you're being a little lax when it comes to the border. You know, we enforce it on January 6th, which, great news here. Former police chief of, what is it, Alhambra or La Hambra, whatever, sentenced to 11 years for the January 6th. Interaction.
Former La Habra police chief has been sentenced to more than 11 years in federal prison for his role in the January 6th Capitol riot. Alan Hotstetler,
a police chief, sitting there while they're attacking law enforcement. You gotta love it.
He was convicted back in July. The 59-year-old was found guilty of four felonies, including conspiracy to obstruct Congress.
The biggest nuts are between their 40s and 60s. Seriously, if it's not a 20-something shooter, it's all these motherfuckers. You know, between 40 and 60 that are the most dangerous.
And entering a restricted building with a deadly weapon. Hotstetler had a hatchet in his backpack when he stormed the Capitol.
I thought they were unarmed, you know, aside from the spears and the flagpoles and the crutches and the fire extinguishers they grabbed. This guy's got a hatchet. They found AR-15s fucking stashed by the trees or whatever. I mean, you know, it's just... Every single thing they try and say about January 6th is such horseshit.
A federal judge sentenced him to 135 months in prison and 3 years of supervised release.
Good. And you know what? Again, it's not going to matter because Trump will pardon him when he wins because the Democrats are going to run. I mean, hey, okay, Biden's still got a year. Okay, but first of all, the way the Republicans are relentless with their narrative ain't going to change the minds of the base. Will it change the minds of independents and swing voters is the big question, because you're never going to turn the base off. And actually, some people that voted for Biden last time are saying, I'll do a write-in. I'm like, yeah, why don't you just throw your vote in the garbage, you fucking idiot. But he's got a year. And it's on the right track, fiscally, everything. I don't know, that whole fucking Middle Eastern thing. You can't hold any president responsible for any of that. That has been a clusterfuck for decades. Nobody's been able to solve it. Seriously, just like the border. So go ahead and give them what they want on the border. Help the Ukraine. You know, as far as Israel and Hamas, yeah, they're terrorists. Israel does shit too. I mean, it's getting worse and worse. They're losing global support, UN support, everything. Clusterfuck, like I said, but... I don't know. He's got a year, but I don't think he can do it. And then everything is just Trump is going to get away with everything. So we'll see what happens. I have a feeling I know, but because Democrats are that stupid. Fucking execution of the Three Stooges. Well, we'll see. And to wrap up a little sports and entertainment here, I'll tell you. I watched that Chiefs game the other night, the way it ended. My friends here in town, big Chiefs fan. She's from Missouri. Missouri, like she says. But I'm like, hey, listen, when a wide receiver lines up, what happened was they got called for offensive offsides. It was a brilliant play. They threw a pass to Kelsey. He just on the spot, it just wasn't even designed, and it wasn't even a lateral. He threw a backward pass to Tony, and he took it in, and that probably would have sealed the game, but he was lined up. Tony was lined up offsides. And now usually in the NFL, receivers go up. They take a look at the ref. They point to him. meaning am I onside or offside? The ref either gives him a thumbs up or a thumbs down. He gives you a thumbs down, you move back a couple inches. This guy was lined up. He was clearly lined up offsides. He didn't check with the ref. Didn't even check. And the ref's like, okay, he's not even looking at me. I can't even see the ball. And the ref didn't know that there was going to be a great play, you know, that's going to determine the game. So he called offensive offsides right off the whistle, and that was the right call, you know. So and she actually agreed, you know, my friend's wife, she agreed, you know, because she's got common sense, you know. Not, I mean, Mahomes and Reed went crazy. After Mahomes acted like a total fucking idiot, man. I mean, you know, he acted like he was on a high school team or something. I mean, come on, even to the point where he goes to shake Josh Allen's hand. Hey, good game. That was a terrible fucking call. Oh my God. Quit your bitching. I mean, it's not up to the refs to let you break the rules. If you would have just checked with them, everything would have been fine. So whatever with that. And, you know, they had I saw a clip on YouTube of Travis Kelce mic'd up. I don't know. The guy talks like he's black. On the field. Hey, what's up, dog? Oh, you're not going to do that shit to me, man? Oh, come on. Get the fuck out of my face with that shit. I'm like, what the? Where are you from, Ohio? You know, the guy talks like he's fucking black. I don't know if it's because he's around black people all the time. I don't know. But I always find it hilarious when white people talk like black people. It's just so stupid. But it turns out he's a Blackhawks fan, and in particular a Connor Bedard fan, which, holy shit, who isn't at this point? My algorithm has been, I know I'm a Blackhawks fan, but there are people from overseas, from Canada, from everywhere, talking about how great this fucking kid is. The Hawks suck, okay? But this kid is the real deal. He had a bit of a slow start, you know, but... I tell you, that wrist shot he's got where his stick fucking bends. It's almost like an optical illusion. You know, that's why I think goalies are having such trouble with it. But this kid, he is the next Gretzky. I'm going to get myself a Connor Bedard jersey in no time. But it turns out Kelce is a fan of Bedard. So now the whole Kelce-Taylor Swift thing is going to be coming into Chicago and the Blackhawks and all that. Now, I'll tell you one thing. So I played a card tournament last weekend online here, and I thought to myself, you know what? I mean, this Taylor Swift, okay, the first time I ever saw her was on the Grammys in 2008. Me and Nikki were just sitting there in bed watching the Grammys, and she had her Huck Finn-type hat on, and she talked about, someday I'll be singing at the Grammys, and you'll still be mean. And I thought, you know, that was all right. She was playing the guitar. You know, it was an all right tune. I never liked the fact that she always, you know, I mean, I understand as an artist drawing on your relationships and stuff that happens to you and incorporating it into your art, into your music. But when you get so specific, it almost gets to be like a rapper, you know? I mean, she called out Jake Gyllenhaal pretty bad from my research I was doing here. Okay, but the chick is a force to be reckoned with. I mean, at this point, folks, this is like Michael Jackson status here. I mean, she's got, I think, the most Grammys, five albums in the top 100, the top 10, whatever. She has shattered records everywhere. She fills stadiums everywhere. The economy goes up 1,000% wherever she goes. You know, hotels, restaurants, all that shit. Time Person of the Year. I mean, I think a big part of that was she got so many people to register to vote, because those Swifties, that's another cult. They'll do whatever she says, you know. And I don't know. They're not going to be watching football forever. I mean, the day she breaks up with Travis Kelce, they stop watching football. They don't even watch it anyway. They just watch to see, get a glimpse of her in the booth. Anyway, she is a dominant force to be reckoned with. I mean, one of the biggest pop sensations of the biggest of this generation here. You know, I mean, I don't know. She's big as Michael. Yeah. She's getting close. I'm telling you, if she's not there already, getting pretty close. So while I'm playing cards, I decide to listen to a bunch of songs of hers and see if any of them catch my ear. Yeah, I mean, I like one or two Lady Gaga songs. I like one or two Katy Perry songs. You know, I mean, you can't just be hot. You have to have some talent. Now, one thing I found out, she writes all her songs. Now, I didn't know that, and that's a big notch up for me, you know, because a lot of these pop chicks, other people write their songs, and they just sing them, you know. But to write your own songs, and like I said, on this tour that is about to gross $2 billion worldwide, are you kidding me? She's a billionaire, but 44 songs a night, 3 hours in a stadium. I mean, even in the rain sometimes. Listen, I'm not becoming a Swiftie, okay, if that's what you're thinking. I just have a lot more respect for this chick than I had before. Am I sick of all of the coverage of her every time Travis Kelce catches a pass and they show her in the booth? Yes, totally sick of it. Enough, all right? It's fucking football. They don't even care about it. But anyway, upon listening, I heard a couple that caught my ear. I'm like, I could listen to this. One in particular. And I know I said before, folks, just probably like a month ago, I'm like, don't worry, folks, I'm not going to go out with a Taylor Swift song. I don't know if I said that will never happen or not, but I'll tell you what, this one, and it's the one she opens with on this tour, which, you know, the opener, especially if you're going through your whole catalog and you're a huge star, that's one of your best tunes. And I you know, it caught my ear and I like this one. I was cleaning the house the other day and sing a little bit of it. Don't hate me. Okay. I don't know. I'm not caught up in the whole NFL thing. Like I said, I think it's stupid. But upon doing my research, chick deserves a lot more respect than I gave her credit for. I still hate the way she accepts awards and is like, oh, you're kidding, after her 79,000th fucking award. That's kind of stupid. And I hated the whole entourage thing with Mariska Hargitay and all them. But she seems to have a pretty good head on her shoulders for being this famous. She seems to be pretty grounded, and I like that. She's not a head case. So anyway, let me take a pause here so you can catch your breath, or so I can catch mine, because I can't believe I'm saying any of this shit. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to go out with a fucking Taylor Swift song. Now, like I said, this one caught my ear. See, if it sounds good to my ears, I don't care. And if you're hot, and she is hot, she's like 5'10", beautiful face. She's got kind of a unique voice. It's weird. It's almost like familiar but different at the same time. Like I said, I'm not going to be no Swiftie or anything like that. But this song, it's called, Are You Ready For It? This one caught my ear. So this is what we're gonna. I have gone out with Katy Perry and Lady Gaga before and shit like that. So we'll add Taylor Swift to the list. Like I said, forced to be reckoned with, whether you love her or hate her, you cannot deny that. One time, I don't think it'll kill us, huh? All right. So here's Are You Ready For It? Taylor Swift. We'll see you next week, folks.
What the fuck was that you were listening to?
For it.